Hello, good
Hello.
evening. Yes, sir, good evening. My name is Andy. We're just calling to conduct a brief survey on issues facing the community. We have some moments of our time to get your opinion. It's so important to us.
What?
It's a basic survey, sir, about education. It'll be very brief. By any chance, are you Kevin Navorsky?
Yeah, I can take the survey.
Great, sir. All right, well, moving on. Are you in a place where you can talk safely and openly on your phone, meaning if I reach you on your cell phone, so we make this as quick as possible since we value your time?
Yep.
Oh, thank you, sir. Does anybody in your household work for a news media outlet, including print, radio, internet, or television?
No.
Okay, sir. Are you registered to vote and over 18 years old?
Yes.
Okay. I know it's still a long way off. What are the chances that you will vote in the 2024 elections for president, Congress, and other offices? Would you say you're definitely going to vote, probably vote, 50-50 chance, or you will not vote?
Definitely.
Okay. And for statistical purposes, may I know your age?
No.
No problem, sir. Moving on, just to make sure we're presenting everybody, may I know your race?
White.
Okay. And thinking about the direction the country is headed in, generally speaking, would you say you're very satisfied, dissatisfied, or very dissatisfied?
Dissatisfied.
Okay. I want to rate your feelings towards some people, organizations, or ideas using a scale of a 0 to 100. 100 means that you feel very favorable. 0 means that you feel very unfavorable. You can use any number between a 0 to 100. If you don't know the person or organization, you could tell me as well. Joe Biden, sir, from a 0 to 100?
75.
The U.S. Department of Education from a 0 to 100?
40.
Moms for Liberty from a 0 to 100?
I don't remember which one they are.
No problem.
A couple of those moms for.
No problem, sir. Public schools from a 0 to 100?
50.
Okay. Charter schools from a 0 to 100?
I don't feel comfortable giving a... I know what they are. I don't really know much about them, though.
No problem. What about woke culture or wokeism from a 0 to 100?
I'm for it, 100.
Okay. What about the National Education Association or NEA?
I don't know it.
No problem. Donald Trump?
0.
Public school teachers?
Like 90.
Okay, moving on quickly, sir. We would like to know, generally speaking, how would you rate the quality of public schools in your neighborhood? Would you say excellent, good, just fair, or poor?
Oh, I have not really any idea. I moved here recently.
Oh, are you leaning towards any of those responses, sir? Excellent, good, just fair, or poor?
I'd probably lean towards just fair.
All right. Would you say that charter schools or public schools do a better job at educating students, sir? Would you say public schools do a better job or charter schools do a better job?
I'm going to say public.
Public?
Charter schools are too exclusive.
Okay. Right. Would you say public schools do a much better job or public schools do a somewhat better job?
In terms of inclusivity, I guess a much better job.
Okay. How important do you think it is for public schools to prepare students for each of the following? Again, I just want you to rate these topics on a scale of a 0 to a 10. 10 means it's very important for public schools to prepare students. 0 means that it's not important at all for public schools to prepare students regarding the following topics. For example, becoming more organized and have structure from a 0 to a 10. How much would you rate that?
8.
Okay. What about this one? Truthfully understand all of American history, the good and the bad, from a 0 to a 10. How much would you rate that?
10.
Okay. And embrace American values and be proud American citizens from a 0 to a 10. How much would you rate that?
0.
Okay. And our responsibilities in democracy, the importance of civic engagement and voting from a 0 to a 10. How much would you rate that?
10.
Okay. And help America compete and beat other countries in the future tech and global job market from a 0 to a 10. How much would you rate that?
8.
An 8. Provide basic life skills like handling finances and budgeting from a 0 to a 10. How much would you rate that?
10.
Okay. Thank you so far for your responses, sir. Moving on. Would you say that your state spends not enough, too much, or just about the right amount on public school education?
Not enough.
Okay. And moving on, sir, have you attended a local public school board meeting in the last 2 years?
No.
Okay. And how much have you heard, seen, or read about the critical race theory or CRT, sir? Would you say you've heard a lot, a little, or nothing at all?
A little.
Okay. And as you may have heard, sir, the critical race theory or CRT, which is not actually taught in K through 12 public schools, is being banned by some lawmakers. Some say that banning CRT is simply playing politics with education. Would you agree or disagree that CRT bans are mainly about politics, sir? Would you agree or disagree with that?
Agree.
You say strongly or somewhat agree?
Strongly.
Okay. And moving on, how much have you heard, seen, or read about attempts to remove or ban books that discuss sensitive topics from public schools? Would you say a lot, a little, or nothing at all?
A little.
A little? All right. And moving on, sir, thank you for your responses. Tell me whether you agree or disagree with the following statements. The first one says, public school students should not learn about the history of racism and slavery in the U.S. because it might make some students feel guilty or uncomfortable. Would you agree or disagree with that?
Strongly disagree.
Okay. The following says, teachers are professionals who can be trusted to decide what information to teach children. Individual parents shouldn't be able to dictate a school's curriculum. Do you agree or disagree with that?
Neutral.
Oh, because you can also say strongly agree, somewhat disagree, or strongly disagree.
I'll say somewhat agree.
Okay. And this one says, teaching critical thinking skills requires that teachers challenge students with alternative points of view, even those that aren't popular and might make some uncomfortable. Do you agree or disagree with that?
Agree.
Strongly or somewhat, sir?
Strongly.
Okay, moving on quickly. I'm going to read to you a list of ideas that some say would help improve the quality of public schools. I just want you to tell me if you support or oppose them. For example, the first one says, adding an ethnic studies unit to the K through 12 public school curriculum. Would you support or oppose that?
Well, I'd support it.
Would you say strongly or somewhat?
Somewhat.
What about this one? Increasing discipline in schools. Would you support or oppose that?
Increase discipline in schools?
Yes.
I don't know what that means.
No problem. What about protecting educators' right to free speech and fighting back against efforts to ban teaching about race, gender, and sexuality? Would you support or oppose that?
Strongly support.
Okay. Making it easier for parents to challenge books in school libraries they see as pornographic or books that they believe deal improperly with racial issues. Would you support or oppose that?
I'd support it in some situations and not in others. I guess it depends on what it is. I guess somewhat support.
I see, sir. The last one for this section says, given parents the power to veto curriculum decisions in their school, would you support or oppose that?
I'm going to say oppose.
Strongly or somewhat?
Somewhat.
Okay. Thank you so far for your responses, sir. Some U.S. citizens have approved a new Black Studies curriculum for K through 12 public schools. This new Black Studies curriculum teaches children about early African civilizations, the Black experience in America, and the contributions and accomplishments of African Americans. Knowing this, would you support or oppose the decision to add a Black Studies unit to the K through 12 public school curriculum? Would you support or oppose that?
Strong support.
Would you say strongly or somewhat?
Strongly.
Okay, sir, moving on quickly. I'm going to read to you some arguments that others might make about education in America. Again, I just want you to rate on a scale of a 0 to 10. 10 means you find it a very convincing argument. 0 means it's not at all a convincing argument. I'll be quick. The first one says, history teachers have a responsibility to ensure that their lessons reflect an accurate history of this nation and the world we live in. So when radical politicians and parents attempt to whitewash history and remove the parts that they say are too dangerous or unpleasant, we must fight back. These attempts to rewrite history not only diminish the injustices experienced by generations of Americans, they also prevent educators from challenging our students to achieve a more just future. From a 0 to 10, how convincing is that to you, sir?
10 is convincing. 10 is like I agree with it, right?
10 means you find it a very convincing argument. 0 means it's not at all a convincing argument.
Whether it's convincing argument, I guess 10. I agree with it.
No problem. What about this one? Last year, the American Library Association reported that attempts to censor or ban books reach an all-time high, and 2023 is likely to break that record again. Most of the books targeted include LGBTQ characters, characters of color, or discuss themes like racism. We know from history that the road to tyranny starts with censorship and book banning. We must oppose this deeply undemocratic and anti-American push to censor books. From a 0 to 10, how convincing do you feel that is?
10.
A 10. And the last one for this section, sir, says, those who fear that kids are being indoctrinated with lessons about race and gender in school are missing the whole point of education. Education isn't just memorizing math equations or learning to spell. It's also engaging critically with life's most difficult questions. If children don't have these conversations in school, how can we expect them to think for themselves and form opinions as adults? School is a perfect place to have conversations about challenging topics, and teachers know how to lead these discussions in a respectful, unbiased, and age-appropriate way. From a 0 to 10, how convincing is that to you, sir?
10.
A 10. Thank you so far for your responses. Sometimes, sir, over the course of a survey, people's opinions change. So let me ask you again, whether you agree or disagree with the following statements. The first one says, teachers are professionals who can be trusted to decide what information to teach children. Individual parents shouldn't be able to dictate a school's curriculum. Do you agree or disagree with that?
Somewhat agree.
Okay, and this one says, teaching critical thinking skills requires that teachers challenge students with alternative points of view, even those that aren't popular and might make some uncomfortable. Do you agree or disagree with that?
Strongly agree.
Strongly agree. Moving on quickly, sir. What is the highest level of education you have completed?
A PhD.
All right. Moving on. Which of the following best describes your work situation? You consider yourself to be employed, retired,
Employed.
Okay, sir. Thank you for your responses. Are you married, unmarried, with a partner, single, separated, or widowed?
Unmarried.
Unmarried. Regardless of how you have previously voted, do you think of yourself as a Democrat, Republican, or independent?
Independent.
Okay. Do you have any children 18 years of age or younger living in your household?
No.
Okay. And although you don't have a child under the age of 18 living in your household, do you have a child who attended a public school in the last 10 years?
No.
No? And do you have a child who attended a charter school, private school, or home school in the last 10 years?
No.
Okay, sir. Thinking about your approach to political issues, would you describe yourself as liberal, moderate, or conservative?
Liberal.
Would you say very or somewhat liberal?
Very.
Okay. And how often do you attend church or religious services? Would you say twice a week, every week, once or twice a month?
Never.
Never. No problem. And for each of the following, sir, I just want you to tell me if it applies to you personally or someone in your household. For example, the first one says you're a born-again evangelical or fundamentalist Christian. Would you
say that does not apply.
Okay. And is that you're an educator, such as a teacher, professor, or classroom aide?
Does not apply.
No problem. And moving on quickly, sir, can you tell me the area where you live in? Would you say it's urban, suburban, or rural?
Urban.
Urban. All right, sir, that concludes the survey. Thank you so much for your responses. They were so helpful to me. Thank you, sir. Have a nice day. Thank you.
Goodbye.